Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. Thank you so much for joining me. This week's episode is episode 2 in my ongoing series called And My Next Guest Is. And My Next Guest Is all about something that I find very near and dear to my heart because I have a podcast. And here's why. If you have a message, if you want to talk to someone or if you want to reach people with something that is very dear and near to your heart, what you need to do is reach out to people. Now, there are ways to reach out to bloggers, there are ways to reach out to journalists, and there are also ways to reach out to, yes, podcasters. That's right. So one of the things that I'm doing is I'm going through and I'm talking to you all about how to pitch yourself to podcasts so you get on, right? One of the things that needs to happen when you go to pitch a podcast is that you entice and excite and make curious the person who is the gatekeeper. Sometimes that is a producer. Sometimes it's the podcaster themselves. It all depends on who you're reaching out to and how you're reaching out to them. And that brings up a point. How do you find the people you want to reach out to? How do you find the person who is the producer? How do you find the person who is the podcaster, the gatekeeper, the person you're going to have to pitch yourself to? In last time's show, we talked about the ways that you might be able to start pitching yourself. This week, I want to talk about Chartable. Chartable.com is one of the premier ways that you can search and find podcasts you want to be a guest on. You can also search Spotify. You can search Apple Podcasts. And in this episode, I'm going to detail for you exactly how to search. Now, there's also a fun little bonus for you. If you decide you want to embark on this, if you decide you want to figure out and learn how to get on podcasts as a guest, there's a fun little bonus, as I said, and the bonus is this. If you are trying to get on a podcast, which is super fun, right? You need to know how to do it. One of the things that I've developed is it's sort of a deck that will allow you to see visually exactly what I'm talking about. So if I talk about Chartable, you're going to see an image of it. So there's a PDF and you can download that via the show notes page. And that way you'll be able to get in there and see exactly what's happening and what I'm talking about as I talk about it in this episode. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get started with Chartable. Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. So let's go back to Chartable real quick. And one of the most beautiful things that you're going to see is that search podcast tab. Any kind of podcast you want to search for, you can, but you can also search under subject. I typed in fiction. These are just the first few fiction podcasts that are out there. And they give you as much as possible, everything from good old-fashioned fiction, just fictional, talking about food nonfiction, unfictional, queer as fiction, fiction writing made easy, anything where fiction is part of the name of the podcast, you're going to get fiction. If you did storytelling, you would get storytelling podcasts. If you type in nonfiction, you'll get all the nonfiction. Anything you type in, Chartable has the information on it. And then you select the podcast that you want to look at and then get all the information about it. If you look at Spotify, the same kind of thing happens. I actually created these little movies so that you could see all the little literary fiction podcasts fly by the screen, but I decided not to show that to you because it's really long. The video ended up being 30 seconds of just these podcasts flying by. Any one of these, if you're writing literary fiction, is one you could pitch. You could pitch all of them if they fit your criteria, and we're going to talk about criteria in a minute. If you're doing a writing, if you want to talk about writing, the craft of writing, these are just some of the writing podcasts out there that are interview based. You can see that there are so many and they're all different. You can see that there are different kinds of art. So they're looking at it. Some are a little bit more informal, like Grammar Girl. Some look a little bit more formal, like Inside Creative Writing. It depends on what you want to do and how you want to approach being a guest. All of these things are available to you just by going on Spotify.com and looking and typing in the search bar, writing, and you will get hundreds of podcasts to choose from. They've grabbed data off the internet and put it into a, we kind of think this is kind of the round number. So, and you can also see, one of the things that you can see is the top 200. When you break into the top 200, they give the podcast a little badge, and you can be the top 200 in India or the USA or the world or China, wherever. So you can see, is the podcast pretty popular? And you're going to see that in a second, because I'm going to show you more about Chartable. Chartable is the website that's aggregating all that information. Spotify will show you the podcast. They're not really going to show you how many people listen, because Spotify keeps a lot of stuff close to the chest, just like Apple does. Chartable is the place to go to get all that information. So the next steps. Here's the thing. Like I've been saying, you need to do your research. Don't go for the most popular podcast in that subject area. Just don't. They won't. If you're not a best-selling author, the number one podcast in that field isn't going to be interested in you unless you have an unbelievably compelling story. If, on the other hand, you go for number 12 or number 36, but still in the top 200, you've got a much better chance of getting in. You're going to want to look at their reviews. If their reviews are, oh, this podcast is terrible, obviously don't go for that. But if they say, oh, this podcast is terrific, the interviewer is insightful, people are remarking that they had a good time or that they love the content, then that's something that you want to go for. And then check the episode frequency. When was the last episode? If their last episode was 6 years ago, it's probably faded. If the last episode was last month, you're good to go. Podcasts can be daily. Some people do weekly. Some people do bi-weekly. Some people do monthly. If they have been posting consistently and their last podcast episode was last month, that's still good because you know it's consistent. Sometimes people have seasons. They'll post for 6 months and then they'll take a 6 month break. That's fine too. It's all fine as long as it's consistent. Okay, so this is my friend Kat Caldwell's podcast, and I chose her because she's fabulous, but also you can start looking at a podcast that's real here, right? So her podcast is all about writing and the concepts behind writing and improving your writing, and she's a wonderful author. I adore her. I'm actually going to encourage you to pitch her, but maybe one at a time, not all at once, because she's great, and she is terrific interviewer, and she's really she's kind of a little bit informal as far as we just had a chat when I was on her show, but it's a lot of fun. So when you're looking at her stuff, you can see that this is actually a little out of date because I created this PowerPoint a couple months ago for another presentation, but July 31st is still pretty good as far as the last episode. She's also, you can see 2019 through 2021, you can see 2021, so that means this year she's done it. She's got a 5.0 rating. Yay! So you can start seeing that this is Apple Podcasts, but you can start seeing that the information is there for you to find. She's got great ratings. She's consistently posting. And you have my personal, that friend's referral thing. You got my personal recommendation. She's a good person to pitch. So now that you found her podcast, you can go to her Chartable. You can go into Chartable and do a pencils and lipstick search and it comes up. So you can see that you can listen to her on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. So when you're looking at this, she says it right there. The description is, we'll be serving the writing and creative industry by talking about what it's like to be a creative person, giving encouragement to keep going, tips on how to work at home and build a brand, and interviewing those who have gone before us. So she's talking to new writers, but also readers. Most writers are readers. So her audience is probably people that you are going to want to reach, if you will. And then if you look at her charts on Chartable, she's not exactly in the 200, but she's pretty good. Globally, she's gotten pretty high. She's also gotten in the number 629 in the USA. That's still pretty good. And you can start looking at her wonderful reviews. Such a helpful podcast. Kat is great creative guide. But you can start seeing her reviews are good. Her podcast numbers are great. You can start, you know, thinking that this is a podcast that you might want to pitch. So if a lot of people are listening, then the most listened to podcast in the world, like Joe Rogan's was, would be the number one podcast globally. I know we can talk about Joe Rogan later, but he was number one, right? He was number one until he went exclusive to Spotify, and then it dropped because there are lots and lots of different media on which to listen to podcasts, lots of apps. There's Overcast, and there is Spotify, and there's Switcher, and there's Google Podcasts, and there's Apple. And he went exclusive to Spotify for a lot of money, but then he lost a lot of audience members because not everyone's on Spotify. So that's something that we can look at as far as looking at those chartable numbers. His numbers dropped. He was number one. People who are close to number one in the top 10 means they have millions upon millions of listeners every month. And if you are number 200, you don't have as many listeners, but you're still really in the top 200 out of 2.7 million podcasts, you're doing really well. So you can start seeing Kat's most recent podcast. I did update this. Good, good, good. So the most recent podcast she had was somewhere around 927, probably more recently, because you can see 913, 920, 927. So she's probably a weekly show. And she is a weekly show, and it's a really fun show to listen to. I highly recommend it. But you, again, once you start seeing who are the people, you can see she's interviewing novelists, she's interviewing nonfiction authors. So depending on what you're doing, it'd be a great thing to pitch her. One of the first things you want to do is listen to a few episodes of the show. Don't pitch a podcast that you haven't listened to, because it might be a format that is just not right for you. If you're someone like me who goes on and on and on and on when I answer questions, you don't want to be on a 15-minute show. I'll have barely enough time to answer one question. So I don't pitch myself to fast podcasts. There's no point. I want a podcast that's going to be an hour at least, where we can get into the nitty and the gritty of things. I know myself. So you have to know yourself a little bit, but you also have to know the podcast that you want to pitch. If it's something quick, if they have rapid-fire questions and you like a little more time to think, don't pitch the show. One of the things that I'm going to tell you right now, do not be afraid to pause. There is nothing wrong with pausing. And when people answer my questions on my show and I'm the host, I'll also pause. And they'll say something profound or something that's thought-provoking. And I'll just go, hang on a second, I'm processing this. I want to take it all in. And we wait. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? You do not have to be perfect and on time. Take your time. One of the best things you can do as someone who speaks in public is to take your time. It'll also help you get rid of ums and you knows and you likes, which are actually fillers when your brain is thinking. That's the whole point of those filler words, is your brain is thinking, you're not quite ready to speak. So you go, that's why you're doing it. So one of the best ways to remove that from the way you speak is to take the pause. Once you've listened to a few episodes, decide if you're a good fit. If you are, first and foremost, leave a review. Leave a review of the show so that you now have a connection with the show. If you have zero connection, we're going to talk about what that means in a second. If you have zero connection with the show, hi, I love your show. I just left a review. Is catnip to any podcast host. If somebody says to me, I love your show, I just left a review, first thing I do is I go and I look. Ooh, what did they say? Because if you left a review of my show, that means you listened. Particularly if you don't leave a review that's, oh, great show. You don't want to do that. Do something substantive about an episode that spoke to you. Be authentic, be real, but leave a review, because that develops that connection between you and the podcast host if you don't have any other connection points. And then you get to contact the host or the producer. Okay, how do you do that? So you can head to the podcast website, and there's usually some sort of a submission link. You fill it out and send it. And we're going to talk about what filling it out means. So on my show, on my website, you can see there's a little interested in being on the show, and there's a little arrow pointing to the head to the podcast guest interest form and get in touch. I actually personally developed a form where if somebody's interested in being on my show, there's a little form they can go to fill out, and I have all sorts of questions on the form that will tell me whether or not they're a good fit for my show. If you're trying to market something and you are, for example, I am vegan and I am vehemently against hunting. So if you are trying to promote the latest, most innovative hunting product, pitching my show would be ridiculous for you, right? So in my podcast interest form, I have a question that asks, how are you going to align with my show's theme? And this is what my show's theme is. Not everyone does it, but look for podcasts that do. Because if you are not aligned with their theme, or if their theme is going to make you go, oh, don't do it. Step away. Use every bit of information you get from the submission link, from the podcast website, to find out whether or not you would even be a good fit, or you'd even be interested in being on the show. One of the things that I also have is recent guests, so you can see who are the guests that I've had on my show, right? Because if there are people who are completely not like who you are, then it might not be a good fit. But if they are, I've had lots of authors. I just recently had Bob Lesser, who wrote The Peak Performance Formula, and it's all about being a peak performer, and he's a psychotherapist, blah, blah, blah. It's a really cool book. I just had him on my show. So if you've written nonfiction, and it's nonfiction in innovative ways of looking at mental health, for example, if it's innovative, I'm a perfect podcast for you to pitch. Perfect. If it's not innovative, it might not be great. But if it is innovative in any way, and you see the theme, my theme is creativity, compassion, and collaboration can change the world. Ta-da! That's it. If you fall into that, pitch me. I would be delighted to see your pitch. Other podcast hosts, they're looking for, you know, good expert guests. They would be delighted to see your pitch too, if it fits in with what they're doing. So the guest interest form, mine, for example, it's going to ask you your name, your email, and various other questions. This is your opportunity to pitch them, either in an email or if they've gone so far as to create a form, you pitch them the best way you possibly can so that they will be excited to have you on their show. Here are the answers that you're going to want to need to know. If there is guest interest form, it's one thing. And a lot of established podcasts have already done that. They've created the form because they need to be efficient. You know, I have to go through 20 pitches a day sometimes. I don't want it to be inefficient. I can't take the time. I have a whole other career, not to mention I have to change the cat litter and feed my cats and all that, right? So I have all sorts of things to do. I can't spend a lot of time going through emails right and left. And instead, I want them to fill this podcast guest interest form out. And here's the thing. There is this other thing that you can do that I kind of want to mention. If you decide to go all in on becoming a podcast guest, you can hire a PR firm to pitch you for you if you've got disposable income, because it can cost you $500 a pitch. It's ridiculous how much it can cost people. And whenever I get a PR firm pitching me, here's what I do. Hi, thanks so much for your interest in the Innovative Mindset Podcast. Here's my guest interest form. Go and fill that out and we'll go proceed to the next step, literally. So hiring a PR firm is basically, unless you've got a lot of disposable income, because if it's any kind of an established podcast, they're going to want you to go back to their way of submitting, because they've developed this efficient way of figuring out whether or not a potential guest would be a good fit. So PR firms are lovely only if they're going to pitch you A, to the biggest and best podcasts, and B, if you've got the hundreds of dollars to pay them per pitch. So most often you will get asked name, email, website, social media link. For me, as I said, please list three specific ways your mission aligns with the mission of this podcast. And that's sometimes asked, but you're going to want to glean that from their website or episodes to prepare for the show and to prepare your pitch, because you want to be able to slide in there as the perfect guest, the ideal guest that they have never, ever had such a guest before, because you want to be a great fit for them, for their audience, and for you to get access to their audience. And one of the things that I love when potential podcast potential podcast guests. Ooh, that's hard to say. One of the things I love when they do this is they suggest interview questions. The way you answer questions is you come up with the questions you're going to answer. It's a beautiful thing to do. Say, here is my one sheet and here is a list of four suggested questions that I think your audience would love to have the answers to. And then you answer them based on who you are and what your mission is. Coming up with the questions ahead of time helps the podcast host. Believe me, I love it when people do that because now I know what are they interested in talking about. But also, it's a jumping off point for me as the host to find the cool stuff in my research. Oh, this is what they're interested in. I do the research to ask them really good questions so that we'll have these phenomenal conversations. And one of the things that I get from my audience is that they love the in-depth conversations that we have. But part of the reason we're in-depth is because my guest has given me those four interview questions, which I usually ask some form of, but they were a jumping off point to delve deeper so that our conversations would be compelling and exciting and substantive and helpful to my audience, but also helpful to the author or the guest, because then they get to get their message out in the way that they wanted to. So when you fill out the form, you use the materials from your pitch. And quickly, if they don't get back to you, check in after a week. That's why that little database would be great. And if you're a fit, they'll say yes. If you're not a fit, do not take it personally. Please don't take it personally. Any kind of an established podcast is going to have, like I said, I get 20 pitches a day, and I have to go through all of them and go, who's going to be a good fit? And I've had to become pretty sort of cut and dry, I think, about who's going to be a good fit. Because anybody who's talking about something that isn't my podcast theme and message, I will pass them on to someone else. But if they're just absolutely not, I have to say no. There's only so many days in the week, and that's it. It has nothing to do with you or your mission or your message. It just has to do with the fact that sometimes, despite the fact that you think you're a good fit, the podcast host might not or their producer might not. Just because it's what you want to say doesn't mean it's what your audience wants to read or hear. So you have to say it the way they want to hear it. So think about how they need to hear it rather than how you want to say it. That last point is such an excellent point, isn't it? It's not so much about what you need to say. Rather, it's much more about how your audience needs to hear it. Whether you're on a show as a guest or whether or not you're pitching yourself to a show, you need to present what you're trying to say, what your message is, in such a way that it is the way your intended audience best needs to hear it. The way they will best hear it is the way that is most likely going to be the primary way that you're going to get yourself on the show and also get your message out there to more people who want to hear it and get them to understand it, which I think is an even bigger deal, right? Shouting your message from the rooftops is lovely, and some people might go, oh, that's interesting, but probably a lot more people go, oh, that's kind of annoying, someone's shouting from the rooftops. And yet, if what you say is designed specifically for your audience to hear it in the best way possible, then you're going to get a lot more people interested in paying attention to you, your message, and your mission. Alrighty, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Next week, we're going to have another guest. I'm doing alternate episodes, right? So that you know, this week's episode is brought to you, as always, by Brain FM. It's the app I use to stay productive and to meditate and to fall asleep and to stay asleep. I love this app. If you decide to try it, you can get a special link in the show notes that will get you 20% off whatever it is, a month or a year or even a lifetime subscription to it. You can get 20% off if you go to brain.fm/innovativemindset. And I think that's it. I always forget if it's Innovative Mindset or Innovative Mindset Podcast. Regardless, I encourage you to try it. But remember, if you do try it and you do use my code, that I might get a little kickback for you having done that. Alrighty, cool. I hope that you enjoyed the episode. If you have questions, as always, please get in touch. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to working with you. I look forward to us innovating together to change the world. And until then, as always, I remind you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.